Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, do you remember that lady? She was the Filipina lady, 65 years old. Dude smashed her pelvis, kicked her in the face. Yeah. Well, there's surveillance video.
Right.
And it shows the two Manhattan doormen, right? They saw this guy doing this, right?
Yeah.
And so instead of going to help the lady, they shut the door. But I know it sounds horrific. They don't know if the guy's got a gun. I'm not defending. Look, I know, you know, not everybody's going to be a hero.
No.
These guys are getting lit up. And not everybody has that in them. I feel bad. It's an awful situation. And
what if these people have kids?
I know.
Yeah, you got to look out for number one.
I mean, that's the sad thing. But then there's another story. There's his dad.
Not everybody is going to be a hero. And we shouldn't expect everybody to be a hero.
There's this one dad, I read this, just another tragic story. This dad died. He died saving, like, a boy that wasn't his.
Hero.
Saved him from drowning, and then I think the dad drowned or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
that
just...
That guy had the hero gene.
He did. These two doormen...
Did not. And I don't necessarily... I know people really want to come down hard on them.
They helped her after he fled, after the danger was gone. They went out there and they helped her.
The thing about it is, the only problem I have is that these guys are going to be criticized pretty hard by people that also probably don't have the hero gene in them.
For sure.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And they've been suspended from their job for doing nothing.
Did they not hold the door open? They controlled the door. What are doormen supposed to do? Were they supposed to run out and then possibly get killed, and then the guy now has entry to their door? I mean, they literally did the definition of their job.
I think they did a hero move by closing the door.
Their job isn't hero, men.
Well, it reminds me of what I think is it's a pretty decent movie, Godzilla. And not the new one.
Man, the new one sucks.
No, new one's great. Made $9 million opening day. Biggest movie of the year.
Kong has hands.
So, you know, the Godzilla that came out like 2014.
That one sucked too.
And his wife is running, and he's got seconds. It's the Breaking Bad dude. Mm-hmm. He's got seconds to decide. He's trying to save his wife, but the good of the many outweigh the good of the one, as Spock once said.
Well, because there's still many people left in the world to have sex
and so
with.
Then he had to shut the door on the woman that he loved, the mother of his child, and then watch her die.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to do that.
Right.
Would he have been a hero to leave the door open?
No.
No.
He'd have been Hitler.
Because then an unfortunate incident, and I don't think you should shame these two doormen.
Right.
I get it. It's 2-on-1. They don't know if this guy's got a gun. They don't know what's going on. You know, and not everybody is going to throw on a cape and go out there and be Superman.
Yeah, not everybody's like, oh, cool. Good thing I'm Henry Cavill.
Listen to this.
This video was sent to us on behalf of the building management, and it gives us a longer version of events. You see the initial attack playing out as the staff does look on from inside, but then 30 seconds into it, we see them close the door to the building and watch.
So they just watched?
For a couple seconds,
Okay, so they shut the door and then just watched what happened?
They didn't pull out their phones.
65-year-old woman being brutally beaten just feet away, never calling 911, according to the authorities.
They never called 911.
But then about 1 minute after the ambush starts, they exit the building to apparently assist the woman after the suspect has left.
Okay, if they would have dialed 911 and said, hey, we don't know if this guy's got a gun. I'm not sure what's happening. This woman's being attacked. But they just shut the door, watched, and then wouldn't help.
You don't have to call 911 in New York.
No. Doorman's union rep tells me they flagged down an NYPD cruiser.
There's literally like 24/7 monetization.
New York's
and they know what
place.
A crime is happening.
Yeah.
So what you do see arrive in the video.
Where'd you read that?
A minute and a half later.
Watch one
the workers
YouTube
claim
video.
They did not.
Why do they have 911 then?
They
don't in New York.
There's video cameras everywhere.
Immediately intervened
that,
because they saw the suspect pulling out a knife.
You guys are idiots.
Meanwhile, we're hearing from the victim's daughter this morning, who started a GoFundMe page overnight, writing in part that the video is tough to watch. And quote, there were so many times that I wish someone would have stepped
just
in.
Just called 911.
Somebody did from like across the street.
Yeah.
They yelled, hey, don't
I always
that.
Know somebody else is calling 911.
However, there was someone who was standing across the street who yelled and screamed, I want to thank you for stepping in and doing the right thing. This gesture of action is what we need in our world right now. She went on to say that her mother is recovering at home. She is humbled by all of the overwhelming support.
Yes, they are monsters.
They saved so many lives.
These doormen must have been white.
No, I don't know. They
probably must have been white. That's the only thing I can think of what is happening to them right now.
What a bunch
how they're
of pussies.
The scapegoats.
These white men are dangerous.
These were a couple of white men, weren't they?
They saved everyone in that building.
Bitch-ass white boy.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Gosh.
Nobody else is catching
poor
flack
lady.
Except for the white guys.
These guys should have to donate their salary to this lady.
Why would they have to do that?
Why?
They did nothing.
You have, as a citizen of this country, you have an obligation to call 911 when you see an emergency. I'm sorry. It might not be the law, but maybe it is a law, but you have an obligation to call for emergency, and these guys failed this lady.
No.
She's lucky to be alive.
They didn't know what was going on.
Doesn't matter.
You don't call 911 right away.
You as a citizen, you see
situation.
Someone in danger, you see someone hurt, you have an obligation as a human being to call 911.
Their job is to protect the building.
Their job
the
would have been fine, and they wouldn't have been suspended if they'd have called 911. But
they're
these dumbasses.
Oh, they still would have been suspended.
These dumbasses didn't. No, because you can call 911. I don't
they
know, sir, if they have a gun.
They got suspended for not helping.
Yeah.
For not running out there and then fighting this guy.
Calling 911.
Oh,
they
don't
get paid extra to fight crime.
Yeah. They're doormen.
Listen to you guys.
Oh, listen to you.
They did nothing.
Listen to you. You want two guys that did no crime to then basically
they did
lose
a crime.
Their jobs.
They did a crime.
They did
they
no crime.
They suck as citizens.
This is insane.
They closed the door. They saved other people.
No, they didn't. They didn't. They saved themselves because then
hold
they watched.
Hold the door.
Pussies.
Hold door.
What's up, Nick?
All right. So I hate to do this to you guys, but I'm going to kind of put you in check a little bit. I served four tours in Iraq as an infantry Marine from 2003 to 2007. I was there during the beginning of the Iraq war. I watched buddies of mine die in front of me during main invasions of entire cities. You don't have time to stop and help everybody. Sometimes the better of the many outweighs what the few need, you know? So if those doormen, they're protecting the guys inside the building. That's their job.
Well, they've been suspended.
Leave,
yeah, but they didn't even call 911. That's insane. You can't even do the bare
problem.
Minimum.
They screwed up there. They screwed up by not calling 911. You know, that's their fault. They suspend them for that. But they protected people in the building. I would have done the same thing. I'd wait for the threat to leave. I ain't got a gun on me.
Right, right. Because you've been
doormen
trained.
Aren't allowed to carry phones.
You've been trained. I yes, they have phones.
They're only allowed to carry doors.
It's just, okay, sir, somebody that served our country, I mean, don't you think
the basic human
thing to do is to call 911 and get help for that lady?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But if it was me in that situation, I would have beat the crap out of that guy and left him there bloody and bleeding out.
That's what I'm talking about. This dude's a hero. Thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, well, these guys' hands is for holding doors.
Let's go to Kyle.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Lieutenant Kyle here. Hey, another infantryman here.
Thank you for your service.
I think as a society, we have to cultivate heroes. Like, if we start losing the encouraging people to be heroes and get out there and whoop some ass, you know, down the road when we need them, we're not going to have them.
You're not going to have anybody.
Right for society to kind
I
of
mean,
these guys.
Do the bare minimum. At least call 911. Sure, if you got to shut the door. They don't know if the guy's got a gun. I understand that. These guys have livelihoods. They have families. They're trying to provide for their families. We don't know their situation. You know, they could be a single parent, and that's all their kid has. We don't know the situation. But at least have common decency to call 911 instead of just watch this lady. What kind of barbarians? Just watching this poor lady get hurt and not even lift a finger to call 911. Sick. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Not a big deal.
Let's go to Robert. Yes.
I got
to
be honest. You're blowing the 911
What's
thing
up,
way
Robert?
Up.
Well, my
there
mom,
was other people on the street.
My mom was a 911
There was
operator.
So many people calling 911, and it wasn't even funny. What's it was the, like a ton of people were.
What's up, Robert?
Can you hear me?
Have you ever heard the thing, more the merrier?
Oh, God.
You don't want to busy all the lines.
All right, what do you got, Robert?
And I don't know how you relate that to my mom was a 911 operator.
Just thought of that right now.
Why do you even bring that up?
Oh, we lost that guy. Yes, Tony.
You're like, hey, you need to honor 911.
Sorry. Hey, good morning, fellas.
Thank you for your service, 911 operators. It's one of the most stressful jobs on earth.
Derek.
That's probably true.
Jared. I mean, I have to be around Derek and Jerry when if anything ever pops off.
Oh, no. They watched me choke on a sandwich one day.
Oh,
he did
good.
Nothing.
Over it.
I mean, we'll yell.
Yeah.
We'll yell
Thank
something.
Thank you, Tony.
I gave it a second.
These guys
to
are
see
not ride or die.
Get it down. No,
these guys are just die.
I'll yell
Could you imagine
the hall?
If I would have humped you right away? Right away? You would have been so pissed
yeah,
by that.
You don't want us to touch you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking out for you.
I let it go
well,
for a second.
You didn't have to hump me. You could have just held
That's
me gently.
That's the Heimlich.
That's
the Heimlich
not
is
hump. It's
thrusting.
Called Heimlich.
It's a thrusting
no
maneuver.
Ump and Heimlich.
That's how he was taught it.
You thrust.
You don't need thrust. To thrust your pelvis at
yes,
me.
Yes, you do. You thrust. That's how you do it.
It helps.
Yes.
Huh.
But well. No, yeah, I've seen multiple single car accidents where it was just me and the other person on the road. And I mean, I'm not driving like a dumbass he is.
Let's go to Gabriel.
You know, that's on him.
Hey, yes. Boss, y'all know that 911 doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Last week, I got sideswiped by a semi, and I dialed 911, and they passed the buck on from one town to the other 3 times before I hung up, and nothing got resolved.
Oh my God.
That's insane. You should
this
be.
Guy called 911.
It's supposed to be for an emergency.
That's not us. I mean, getting sideswiped by a semi, that would be.
Well, I would call an attorney first.
Yeah, I would
call
911. You know, the whatever, Texas.
Yeah, somebody. Whatever. We
yeah, some dude with a snake or something.
I don't know. I'm calling
like,
whoever.
I'll bite your opponent in court and get you all the money.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.